Armadoxy for today. Daily message number 3. Peace. The journey through and to Armadoxy is a simple one. It does require, however, the openness of mind. Stories, cliches, phrases, and general conversations are filled with idioms that are seldom questioned, but instead are repeated as part of unbridled conversation. For instance, when we say someone spilled the beans, we mean that they gave away a secret, and not that they were clumsy with pintos or favas. The expression under the weather has nothing to do with rain, sleet, or snow. Rather, it's a way of saying a person is feeling ill. There are thousands of these expressions that have made their way into daily conversations. Some of these expressions have permeated our reasoning capabilities, and we begin to think of them as truths or axioms. For instance, the expression, "you fight fire with fire," means to fight against an opponent by using the same methods or weapons that the opponent uses. But if you were to think about it just for a moment, you would quickly understand that this is just fueling the kindle, which makes bigger and bigger fires, which is certainly not a means of fighting the fire. When the same thoughtlessness is applied to bigger fires, we quickly see that we have the ingredients for war. Armadoxy comes from Armenia, a land and a people that have fought fire with water. I mean, here is a group of people that has been attacked and killed by barbarians. They have witnessed the rape and pillage of their country and their people, and yet they have survived and dare to talk about peace, lasting peace. Armadoxy demands that we have an openness of mind and a sense of reason to see the ends apart from the means, to understand that the end is peace. Let's listen to Scripture. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist evil. But if anyone strikes you on right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go to a mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you." We now begin to understand that the goal of life, and ultimately our relationship, is to bring peace to this hurting world.